Today's shiur is dedicated in memory of Basia Bas Nachum Ber, Mrs. Beatrice Cook, upon her 10th yahrzeit by Dr. Arthur and Linda Cook.
Okay, today's shiur is Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Dalet. Lamed Dalet, we are up to the two dots in Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Just one ha'ara before we continue. And that is, yesterday we spoke about the three different levels, right? That's what it came out. Three different levels of types of psak. You have the level of Dover Shat Stukin Modinbo, something that Stukin would be Moda to, which is Torah Sheh Bichsav explicitly. That level, even by Dine Nefashis, if I rule Lischus, I'm Machzer Lachova, because that's something that's against what it says in the Torah. That's the highest level. Then you have the level of Tav Dvar Mishnah, where we say, also, the halacha is Chozer Bo by Dine Maminis. And then we expanded on that. How far does that go? Does that the Gemara says that even goes to later Amoraim, and the Rush says, quotes the Raivid, that maybe that even goes to Divrei Gaonim. So the question is, how far is that category expanded? And then finally, the lowest level was Ta B'Shikol Adas, which we say is not Chozer Bo, and just the dying sometimes has to pay. It depends if he's a Mumcher or not. You got to put all the Gemaras we did yesterday. But then the end of the Gemara yesterday, we asked, what about Ta B'Noe V'No Ephes? What about you make a toes there? Right, it's not so clear what kind of mistake would be made. So therefore, isn't that a davar pashut? So would you be machzir back in that case? The Gemara says that's also davar shasukin modinbo. So just one ha'ar, I wanted to mention, why does in the Margalia Sayyam asks, why doesn't the Gemara just say ta barayos? Why does it say the specific lashon of ta ben noef vino ephes? So he quotes from one of the Achronim that maybe the mistake was that noef and noefes, hine, how old does a child have to be in order for it to be considered a maisabiyah? So we know from other Gemaras, a girl has to be bas tes, and a boy has to be bas shalosh. So, where do you know these shi'urim from? They are halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, like all other shi'urim. But they are shi'urim that reflect a certain mitzias. It's not like just a shiur of a kezias. Shiur of a kezias, so does that reflect that? That reflects that that's what objectively any person in their right mind would call a mice achila? No, that's what the Torah says. That's what Alachamoshi Visidai is. Kezias, kebetza, all the different shiurim. But here, the shiurim of godless obviously reflect a certain mitzius. So that was the issue that the Gemara was really asking. Ta ben noef vino efes. Maybe it said that it got mixed up. What if a dying got mixed up with the ages? Im ta bezin v'hishvas man bias hanakeva im man bias hazachar lomar shemuchuyavan al biyasa rak biyos lamala nivas teisha v'hol v'hi begil. I'm sorry, did I say it the opposite way? A boy is 9 and a girl is 3. Hol v'shehi begil lamata michein zikas anoev yesh list topic. So is that davar shastukin modimbo? Because those shir ma'alach moshe v'sinai, they're not moded to that, but it's a reflection of a mitzius. So if it's a mitzius, maybe they would be moded to that. That's why Dafka uses the lashon of noef and noefes, not just arayos, because it has to do with the getting mixed up the noef with the noefes. Right? That's why that lashon is used, and that's the root of the question that was asked. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, two dots. Dine maminis hakol hu. So he said, dine maminis, anybody could express their opinion. Anybody in the courtroom. So says the Gemara, Hakol v'afilu edim. So who is it being included here? Anybody. So we think even the witnesses. Wow. Meaning even the witnesses, once they expressed that Reuven is chayiv, right, he's chayiv to shivitz, so they can say, you know what? Maybe he's pater. They can say, oh, maybe they can be give it tzadva lahakel and tzadva schus. So are they allowed to do that? Are the edim allowed to chime in during the deliberations and give their opinion more than their original haggadah's edus? So neva masnitz under Biyosi Rabbi Yehuda Yivlo Rabbanan. If that's true, that even the witnesses could express their opinion, so then our mishnah must be like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda and not the Rabbanan. The Tanya, after all, the Brisa says ve'ed echad lo yana ben efesh. In eight echad cannot lo yana ben efesh cannot. Give testimony, we darshan. Really, that's not what the context of the pasuk is specifically, but we're darshaning it to mean that he can't express his opinion. The aide cannot express anything during the deliberations, right? Because they're deliberating about his testimony. Rabbi Yossi, Bar Yehuda Omer, one l'schus ve'ein ol l'chova. No, he's allowed to be one l'schus. So therefore, says the Gemara, isn't our Mishnah then must be even according only according to Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda? Because our Mishnah says they can contribute. Says the Gemara, no. Maybe our Mishnah is like the Rabbanan, who we'd always like it to be like. Amar Rav Papa, but who is the Mishnah referring to? Be'echa min ha-Talmidim, v'divrei ha-kol. It's talking about one of the Talmidim. As we know, every Beis Din had rows in front of the Beis Din of substitute Talmidim, Dayanim in training, however you want to learn it. It's the, if you look in the four blot from now, the top of Lamed Zayinim and Aleph, the top line, the Mishnah there says, Shalosh Shuros Shel Talmidei Chachamim, Yoshrin Lefnehem, Lamed Zayinim and Aleph. So it talks about there were all these Talmidei Chachamim sitting there, just in case either there was a stalemate, and you had to add on judges, or if one of the judges couldn't be there, so you always bump up one of the Talmidim. So those Talmidim, those are the ones that could express their opinion. V'divrei HaKol, and it's according to everybody. It's not limited to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. My time is Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. What's the reason? What's the reason Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says that one is allowed the aid, we allow the aid to express his opinion, l'schus? D'amar krab, eidechon v'yana b'nefesh l'mus. He's not allowed to express his opinion lechov, but he can le tov. For Rabbanan Amar, Reish Lakish, Mishum Demechsi. Rabbanan, what about the Rabbanan Shita? Amar Reish Lakish, Mishum Demechsi, Kenogea Be'edus. Do so. It appears if he is allowed to express another opinion, Lischus, even Lischus, so then it appears that he is Nogea Be'edus, because he's being mischarate. He's going back on what he said. Maybe he's just trying to prevent himself from being caught in a lie. And we don't let that happen. Right? What does the Gemara say? Third line. What does Rashi say? Kivit shehigid shuv enachozer umagid. Once a person testifies, we don't accept his testimony anymore. Right? It's kivit shehigid. We don't trust him. It's fascinating. If you think about this then. So then let's say two Edim testify that Reuven killed Shimon. And then a day later, there's all these deliberations going on. And then the next day in court, they say, we made it up. It's a lie. We didn't mean it. We didn't kill Shimon. We didn't. We don't trust them. We would kill Shimon. We would kill Reuven. Because Kivit Shehigid. We think that they're just trying to cover themselves and trying to make sure that maybe Edom Zomim don't come. So even though the witnesses themselves are trying to retract, we don't allow that. And we would put Reuven to death. That's what it is, right? They can't retract their testimony. That is Rashi. If you look in the Yad Ramah not here, but on Daf Mem Beis, there the Gemara says, what if the Baal Din himself says, Yesh li lamed alai schus? So Gemara there says, we do trust him, and we say, you know, talk. Not that he's the two witnesses, but we let him talk. So ask the Yad Ramah, why is the Baal Din himself better than the witnesses? The witnesses, we wouldn't allow to say anything, but the person himself, we'd allow him to talk and be Mizaka himself. So why is he any better than the witnesses? That's the Adramah's question. V'kasha l'cha on Daf Mem Beis, ihachi ki amar ihu yesh li l'lamed al'atzmi yischus, kol shekein de'in shomin lo. You surely shouldn't listen. V'amayk tani shomin lo. So lo dami. Don't compare those cases. He has two answers. I'll read you the second one. V'yesh omrim. D'gabe d'idei hainu taima. L'fisha hakol yodim shebishvil hatzalas atzma hu omer. Everybody knows that this guy is trying to say something good about himself. He's out to save his neck. We are really going to analyze and not trust this unless we know for sure that this is something that's true. When it's not the person himself, we'll probably trust the second testimony as much as the first testimony. We won't be as medakdek, and then it might be a problem, and we have the kivit shehigid issue. But the issue is by the Baal Din himself, there's no worry, because we know who this guy is, what he's trying to do, and we know we're going to analyze it so carefully, because we know he's just out to save his skin. Masha'enke by the Edim, they're very objective, they're another party, so therefore there's more worry by the Edim, so therefore we wouldn't allow it. That's the Yad Ramah. Baruch Hashem, two mesechtes in a row with the Yad Ramah, right? We have Bava Basra and Sanhedrin. That's it. I don't know what the other Yad Ramah. They have one on Kiddushim, but it's not a real Yad Ramah. It's just a compilation of his writings from elsewhere. But Baruch Hashem, now we have it. Says the Gemara of Rabbanan, fifth line. Hi Lomus, my Darshi Bey. The Rabbanan who don't allow the witnesses to express anything in the deliberations. So what do they use the Pasuk Lamus for? Which was the source of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Mukmi lei be'echem min ha-talmidim. They use that for one of the Talmidim, Kidatanya. Meaning, even in the Talmidim that can express an opinion, only Lischus. Amar Echemena Talmidim, Echemar Echemena Edim, Yeshli Lamid Alav Schus. If the Edim say anything, you don't listen to them at all. Tamalomar Eid Echer Lo Yane. At all. And if one of the Talmidim, one of the Talmidei Chachamim sitting in the row, say, I want to be Malamed Lav Chova, you don't listen to him. You just take out the word aid at the beginning of the pasuk, and you darshan, if anybody wants to be Taina Lamus, negative, we don't trust them. So the Talmidim are only Lizchus. The Margolius Hayam asks an interesting question here. Tsarich Iyun says, what happens, right, we just said that if everybody, the Talmidim can only say something Lizchus. What happens if, Im Kol Chavri HaSanhedrin Ro L'Chova, if all the 23 judges, real judges, they want to convict. They want to convict, and we know we had 2 weeks ago, right, this was on a Shabbos, so we didn't get to discuss it. If all the Dayanim is 23-0, what's the halacha? Potrunos omiyad. You let him off for whatever reason. Potrunos omiyad. So what happens in that case? Uba Talmid v'amar yishli d'lamid alav schus. In that case, the Talmud says, I have a schus. So if he's hiding the schus, so then we'll end up putting him to death because it won't be unanimous. So then, hine limus chose hariyelachovaso shelanidon. E shomin lo. That's the shaila. He says, is that ksir to schus or is that ksir to chova? Because right now it's a schus. Do you look at what he's saying? Do you look at the totsah of what it could come from him? So he said, it's tali, look around the machlokes, rishonim, which we'll get to, Bet Hashem, later. He says, whether you could count after talmidim express their opinions, do they count as part of the number of the dayanim? Do we add them in? So if we add them in, so then you'll say, here it would be a chova. It would be a chova because they'll be counted and then we'll put the guy to death. If they're not counted and they just express opinions, so then maybe it would be l'schus because they're just trying to change the opinion of some of the others, but they're not going to express their opinion themselves.
Are you starting with 23
then? You start with 23.
Yeah.
And then let's say Talmidim express more.
Yeah, but the 23 express their...
But if a 23 express their opinion, let's say it's 23-0.
Okay.
But again, they didn't give a Gemara Din yet. So during the deliberations, during the Masu Matan, we allow Talmidim above and beyond the 23 to express opinions.
Right.
So there are some Rishonim that say once they get involved and express their opinions, then we count them as part of the judges. Okay, that equals to Ran later on. Okay. Says the Gemara, two dots. Hadine Nefashis, Hamalamed Chulu. So if you remember, the Mishnah said, back at the beginning of the Perek, on Daf Lamed Beis, by Dine Maminis, if somebody is Melamed Chova, they can be Melamed Schus, right? The judges. If they choose one side, they could go over to the other side. In Dine Maminis. But by Dine Nefashis, once one of the judges is Nota L'Schus, he cannot, and he expresses the opinion, he can't change his opinion. So Rashi already quoted this Gemara on the, earlier on the Mishnah. Amar Rav, Lo Shanu Ela B'Shas Masa Umatan. This is only during the deliberations, that's when a judge cannot go from schus to chova. Avo b'shas gemar din. But if it's time to give the gemar din, so then malame schus chos or malame chova. So then somebody's malame schus can be malame chova. What a judge is held hostage to his own shita. Right now he thinks the guy is guilty. So of course at gemar din, you're allowed to change your mind. And during the deliberations, once you've said schus, so you have to try to push that shita, to try to convince everyone and yourself of that shita. But at the end of the day, if you think that the guy is guilty, so then you're not allowed to say otherwise, and you have to say what you believe. There's a machlokas in Minyan HaMitzvos. Again, it's a question, what exactly is the lumdus by this machlokas? But this is in the Minyan HaKatzar. We know the Rambam, his main three works, Mishneh Torah, Moreh Nevuchim, and Pirush Mishnayos. So Sefer HaMitzvos is not counted as a separate one of his works. It's looked at as a Hakdama. The Rambam wrote a Hakdama to Mishneh Torah called Sefer HaMitzvos, the list of the 613. And then in Mishneh Torah, he goes into detail, going into all the halachas of those Minyan HaMitzvos. But even in Minyan HaMitzvos, he has the regular Minyan HaMitzvos, the 613, with the Hasagas of the Ramban, and the defenses of all the Nosei Kalim, the Megillas Esther, and the Marganisa Tava, and the Leif Sameach, all of the defenses. And then right before Mishneh Torah, he has what's called the Minyan HaKatzar, the short list. He has a one line for every every mitzvah. One line. So sometimes we have arguments and shittas of the Rambam that come up dafka there, and not in the minyan of mitzvahs, not anywhere else. So the Rambam in minyan hamitzvahs, lo sase reish pe gimel, 283. Lo sase reish pe gimel. The Rambam counts as a separate lo sase. If a dayan was malamed schus, he's not allowed to be malamed chova. It's a separate lo sase. Shelo yomar chova, mi shalimed schus tchila b'dini nefashis. Shenemar lo sa'ana al-riv lintos. That's the sheet of the Rambam, based on our Gemara. Says the Ravid, there's a hasagas ha-Ravid on that minyan ha-kasar. Says the Ravid, ze eno klum, shaharei b'gemar din chozer. That's what I'm talking about. What was the Gemara we just read? B'shaskar din yulad b'chozer bo. So the Rambam says, there's a separate lo sase that during the deliberations, a dayan is not allowed to change a shita for chova. That's an iser d'oraisa. Says the Ravid, b'shaskar din yulad b'chozer. So what's the Ravid saying? It must be that you can't have a separate, there's no separate aveira for b'shas ba'asu matan. Kesef mishnah, there's only like five kesef mishnahs on this whole section of Binyan HaKatzar. See, there's one right here. The kesef mishnah on the Rambam. Eini yodea lama kasef kain. Kiva shekod v'gmar did. Eino yochol achzer bo. V'hu mehadvarim shebedidi mamazin nefashis. Lama lo yimne mitzvah. What the Ravid's talking about. The Rambam knows that. The Rambam knows that. The Rambam's talking about during the deliberations. So everybody agrees here to the halacha. It's interesting. The whole machlokas is just what you count it. So because a dayan is not allowed to change his mind during the deliberations. So do we say that is a separate issa d'oraisa? So got to think about what the lumdus is behind this machlokas. The Rambam is giving a certain stature to the masa umatan itself. And there's an issa d'oraisa. There's certain rules, and there has to be an integrity to that, to those deliberations. The Rambam is saying, what are you talking about? Okay, there are certain rules, but it's not a separate issa d'oraisa. Right? Okay, we try to get a l'schus. That's the Rambam Ravid, Reish Pei Gimel, in the Minyan HaKatzar. Continuing. So the Gemara just said that B'shas Gemar Din, a dayan is allowed to be Chozerbo and say Chova. So Meisvei, so we have a couple of questions and answers on the Shita. Four of them. Number one, Meisvei, Lamachras, Mashkibin Ubayin, on the next day, the dayanim get up and say as follows, right? This is the Mishnah, the beginning of the next parak. Lamakras, Mashkibin Uban, Hamazaka, Omer, Ani Hamazaka, Mazaka, Ani Bimkomi. I am the one that's ready to acquit, and I stand strong in my words. Hamachayev, Omer, Ani Hamachayev, Machayev, Ani Bimkomi. Hamalamid Chova, Malamid Schus, Aval Hamalamid Schus, Enu Yachol Lachso, Malamid Chova. If you Malamid Schus, you cannot change your mind. Vahal Lamakras, Gmardinu. The Makras, doesn't the next day mean it's Gmardin? So you see from the Mishnah that you cannot retract. Even b'shas gemar din, says Gemara, who says ulo taimeich l'machras masumatim ilaka? What, they can't have discussions the next day? Maybe it took more than one day. Kiktani b'shas masumatan l'machras means during the deliberation still. But if b'shas gemar din, so then in the chinami you can be chozer bo. Number two, tashma, more from there. Ta'anin elu keneged elu. If there is a stalemate, then or let's say it's 12 to 11 lechova, also that's considered a stalemate. So you keep going back and forth until ad sheyira echam and amachayvin divrei hamazakin. You keep going, you keep fighting with each other until somebody's convinced to the side of acquittal. Says the Gemara, Vim Isa, listinami ifcha, but if it's true that you're allowed to be chozer bo b'shas gemar din, so why doesn't the Mishnah say both? Why did the Mishnah say both? It sounds like for the Mishnah you only let it go back in one direction. So the Gemara, no. Tana azchus kamaheder, achov lo kamaheder. The Mishnah is giving a good omen. It's just saying what we try to do. But lav dafka, that whatever they're allowed to go back to, whatever they want to go back. But we want to try to weigh it on the side of the guy getting acquitted. Tashma, third try. The Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, echan men almin talmidim shazicha vameis. What if one of the talmidim gave a zchus and then he died? Rowan oso keilu chai v'omed bimkomo. We see as if he was still alive and standing there and being zocha and being expressing an opinion of schus. V'yamai says the Gemara, why do we do that? Nema, why don't we say ilu avakayim hadobe? Maybe he would have been chozerbo. If you're allowed to retract what Shaskamar did, maybe he would have been. Says the Gemara, but hashtemi alo hadobe. But he hasn't up until now. He hasn't up to that, so why should we assume that he changed? Really, he would be able to, but unless we know otherwise, we say that he is considered part of it. So look what he says. Echad min ha-talmidim. Look what Rashi says. Ro'en oso. Le'inyin ha-minyin. What do you see from here? The talmidim are counted as part of the minyan. It's amazing. So you have 28 judges. So you consider as if there's 29, even though one of them is dead. It's an amazing chiddush. Either one of them is dead. If one of them already expressed l'schus, we counted it. We assume, he'd still be zochet. Right? So therefore, but the Gemara says, no right that he could not be zochet. It's just that we assume that unless we know he changed his mind, he did it. Ay, v'ashalcha mitam. Didn't we get a letter from Eretz Yisrael? L'divir Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, motza, michlau Rabbeinu. We got a misora that Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina is against the shita of Rav. So we just answered how Rabbi Yossi fits in with Rav, but we had a letter that says he goes against Rav. Somewhere says, no, you're missing a word in the letter. Ein Motza Idmar. No, he does not go against Rav. He's not excluded and precluded from Rav. So that was what the letter said. Period. Next, fourth and final question. Tashma, Shnei Sofri Hadayanim, Omdin Lefneihem. Two of the Sofrim stand there in court. Echem and Amin Vechem and Asmo. One to the right, one to the left. The Kosid, Devei Mazakav, Devei Mechayvin, and they each write down, it's the court stenographer, right? They write down everything that was said. They write down the judges that Devei Mazakin and the ones that said Chayv. So, Bishlama, Devei Mechayvin, I understand why we write down and record the Devei Mechayvin. Why? Lamach or Chazu Taima Achrina. Maybe the next day, these same people, or people, the courts, will come up with different reasons to be Mechayev. And if that's true, you know what? Uba'u Lamevet Halanas Din. As we said in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to convict until you wait and delay it overnight. So you sleep on it, maybe you'll change your mind. So whenever there is a new svara, l'chayev, that's considered like a new din, and you have to wait overnight. You have to wait overnight to try to see if maybe you'll change your mind. So I don't understand why you write the divrei mechayevin, to make sure that if you have a different reason, you're going to wait. So you can check what yesterday's reason was, what today's reason is, and then you'll have a lot of satin. El divrei hamazakin my taima, but why would you have to write down the divrei hamazakin? Why would you have to write that? Lav mishum, isn't it because the chazu taima achrina lechova? If they saw any reason lechova, lo mashkechina behu, they wouldn't be able to change. Hey, yesterday you said la l'schus, you can't change your mind. So isn't that the reason why we write that divrei hamazakin? Says the Gemara, lo kidei shelo yomru shnayim tamechan mishnei mikros. No, you know why we write it? Because we don't want two judges to say one reason from two different psukim. Because if that's the case, we're only going to count their minyan as one. If they say the same exact thing based on two different psukim, so we would count them as one. Kid debar minei Rav Asim Rav Yochanan. Amru shnayim mitam echem mishnei mikros mao. What if two judges say the same exact reason, but based on two different psukim? So amar lei ein mona lohen ela echad. You only count it as one. You count it as one reason. One in the minyan. Stop there for a minute. There is a question of the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this halacha, and there's one word that has much literature written on it. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Yud Hey. Shnayim she'omru tam echad. Afilu mishnei mikraos einimnim ela be'echad. If two judges say the one reason, even from two psukim, you only count it as one. What's the problem? What? Afilu. What's that afilu doing there? If two judges say one reason, even from two psukim, says the Ramach, Ramosha Cohen on the Rambam. What the Rambam talking about? Tama. The Gemara is just the opposite. If they say two psukim, the same reason for two different psukim, dafka there, you count it as one. But if you have two dayanim that say the same reason from the same pasuk, so what's the, so that's counted as two. What if they all think alike? They all think alike, so that should be counted as two. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Umashkazav Rabbeinu Afilu. No, he means even if it's two different psukim, what's being included? Not only if it's two different words in the same pasuk, even if it's two different psukim. That's what the Rambam means. So it's still two different, but it's even if it's two psukim, not two words in the same pasuk. That's the Kesef Mishnah. The Shach can't take this. The Shach says it can't be. The Shach says he does it. He quotes that Kesef Mishnah. He does not think that's what the Rambam means. He says, for example, he says, Dvarim Tamuim. If it sounds like from the Rambam, that if it's from the same pasuk, for sure it's counted as one. What? So if all the judges, you have 20 judges that say, this man is convicted of lo sirtzach. And they all say it's lo sirtzach. What, it's all from the same pasuk, you only count that as one? No, that's what you're supposed to have. So what's the afilu? So says the Kesef Mishnah, Hadavar Pashut, the Tevis Afilu Barambam, who? Ta'us Sofer. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. It can't be. Can't be. The word afilu does not make sense, says the Shach, and therefore the Shach says, Sarach Lomer, Shnaim Shomer, Tamechon, Mishnei Mikros. Right, take out the afilu. Right, that is what the... That's what the Shach says. The problem is, if you most girsos, most rabbis that we have, Isfayad has the word afilu. So you got to work it out exactly what that means. Okay, says the Gemara. Minon Emili, how do I know that two different the same reason from two different psukim could only count as one? Because as follows: Amar Abaya, the Amar Kra Achas Dibra Lakim Shtaim Zushamati Pasukin Tehillim. Hashem spoke one, but I heard two. What does that mean? Ki oz leelokim. End of that pasuk. Mikra echad yotze lekame ta'amim, vein tamechad yotze mikame mikros. What do we learn? One pasuk could go lekame ta'amim. One pasuk could teach me many different things. Vein tamechad yotze lekame mikros. We can't have one thing learned that from five sukkim, because why would there be five sukkim then? The Torah wouldn't have to teach me the same thing five different places. So you can have many things learned out from one pasuk, but one thing cannot be learned out from five different psukim. That's Achas, Yibra Lakim, Shtayim Zushamati. That is source number one. The Ramban on Sefer HaMitzvahs. Many quote this Ramban. We say many times, the Gemara in Yuvamis tells us, Ein HaMikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto. The Gemara does not say, Ein HaMikra Ela Pshuto. It's a Ramban's diak. It says, Ein HaMikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto, meaning, you can't ignore the Pshuto Shel Mikra. But obviously there are many different levels of interpretation. There are levels. There are Yud Gimel Midos. Eda Mikra Yud Gimel Pshuto. But that's this Pasuk. Achaz Yibra Lakim Zayim Shu Shamati. There is the important Rashi. Important Rashi. Rashi has a Hakdama to Shir Hashirim. Right? He doesn't have Hakdama to any other Sefer besides... Right, what are the sayings does Rashi have Hakdama to? Not too many in Tanakh. To Shir HaShirim, and in many of the Shir HaShirim, you have in the Chumash, it's not printed. In many Shir HaShirim, you don't have this, it just starts with Pasuk Aleph. But if you look in the Das Mikra Shir HaShirim, he quotes this Hakdama from Rashi. And he quotes there, and interesting, the Das Mikra decided to put Rashi into their commentary, even though they always just have the Das Mikra. They don't have the Rashi. But Rashi and Shir HaShirim, if you ask any Tanakh expert, is crucial as compared, just like Rashi al Torah, it's a special connection. We don't have Rashi al Torah in the same way as we have Rashi on Shmuel Beis and Rashi on Tehillim. It's still Rashi, but it's not the same chashivas given in terms of the learning. Shir HaShirim is also put out like Chumash. Why? Because Rashi focuses not only on the Drush, but also on the Pshut al Shamikra. And then we know how Rashi starts his Hakdama. Achas Tibra Lakim Shdayim Jushamati. Mikra Echad Yossi Lakamata Amim, quoting our Gemara. That's the first thing, because he says there are many different levels of interpretation, especially in Shir HaShirim, which you cannot take literally. Obviously, it's a love story between Hashem and Am Yisrael, but you have to know why it was written in a certain way, every pasuk. So that's why Rashi, throughout his commentary, goes through. He says, Sof Davar Ein Lecha Mikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto Mashmao. V'yafal Pisha Dibra Nevi'im Divrayim B'dugma. Even though the Nevi'im spoke in metaphor and in Mashal, Tzarech Liyashev HaDugma Alafneha V'al Sidra. You have to know why it was written here. And therefore, he says, V'yasad Sefer Azeh, what's the purpose of Shir HaShirim? It's a beautiful Rashi. Oh, in Yonah Dioma, right? We're getting into Shir HaShirim soon, right? So, this Sefer was written, Beruach HaKodesh, in a lushin of a woman who is yearning and sad that her husband is not there. Mishtokekas al Baila, Misrapekas al Doda, Maskeras Avas Nuhreila, Vumoda al Pisha. This is all for us in Galus. That's what Rashi says. It's all for us in Galus and our relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Lohodia, and it's to teach us, ki lo mi libo ina, velo shilucha shiluchin. We're not divorced in permanence. Ki od hi ishto, vehu isha, vehu asid lashuv eleha. That's the Hakdama, that's the Rashi adds his Hakdama. That Kaddish Baruch Hu is going to come back to us, but he starts off with our Pasuk and our Gemara. Achas Shibra Elokim Shtayim Zushamati. That is the source that you can have one pasuk that teaches you 10 different things, but the same thing cannot be learned out from 10 different psukim. Tevei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, Ukapata Shifotzi Tzela. Tevei Yishmael says, it's like a hammer that smashes the rock. Ma patish zeh, just like this hammer, mischalik lakamenitzo. So those many different sparks shoot out. Af mikra echa yosim lakamen ta'amim. So too, One pasuk could teach you many different things, right? This is one of the sources. There's 3-4 sources in Shas for the concept of Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. There's a Gemara in Chagiga, and this Gemara, and the Gemara in Erevitz. This is one of the Gemaras. The Netziv, when he talks about Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, he starts off in his Akdamah to Sheltos with this pasuk and this drasha. Just like he says, just like you have sparks, and when you have a spark, you could have tiny little sparks. First, that lasts a second. Sometimes you could have a spark that goes, that flies away and sits on the ground for 20 seconds and then goes out. And then you could have a spark that flies up to something else, it catches fire, and it makes a whole big fire. There are different types of sparks. So it says that it's the same thing with Torah. Every single part of Torah has what he calls the Or HaTorah on it. The Or HaTorah. The question is, how much Or HaTorah? You have certain shittos that are rejected. You have Beis Shammai. So they have Or HaTorah, and it's Talmud Torah to learn about their shittos. But in terms of the Or HaTorah that's accepted in Klal Yisrael, so it's like that spark, that's the mashal, like a spark that goes out after a little bit. But you have other shittos that are accepted, that turn into minhagim, that keep going, that expand, so they may have all Or HaTorah. But every shita in Shas, this is the Chiddush, has Or HaTorah. What shita doesn't have Or HaTorah? Is there any shita out there? Every shita is in Shas. What's not in Shas? So the Sif says, no, for example, the machlokas they had, bismana Tanakh, that we paskin amoni v'lo amonis, moavi v'lo moavis, by David HaMelech. But there was a machlokas on the battlefield, right? So some of them said, no, David can't marry in, right? Rus, amoni v'amonis. That shita is not in Shas. That's alluded to, that there was some shita. There's no Or HaTorah on that shita.
Find in the Gemara many cases where you have someone says something else. What does he do with that pasuk? He
right.
interprets it this way. He interprets it this way. So you can have different people. Have
you
different
you can have different sources, but you don't have one person saying this halacha. This you don't have one person saying that this halacha has 3 different sources. You can have a machlokas. Where does this halacha come from? And right. because of that, you have to use the other pasuk for something else.
Right.
That's fine. But what you don't have, says the Gemara, is the same exact halacha taught to me from 4 different places, according to the same opinion.
According to the same opinion.
Right. Because we say, according to each person, it has to be consistent within this principle. Each person will say, I don't learn this halacha from 4 different places. I learn it from one place, and I use the other psukim for other halachas.
But now you're sitting in court, and they ask the judge, what do you hold?
So you're saying in court, they might hold like different opinions.
Right.
It could be that in court you might not have that, because they held like, once the psak was given, you hold like one of the shitas in the Mishnah, they'll all hold like one of them. But you're right, the Nechanami. Right. It could be earlier, right? If they hold like different opinions in the Gemara, then you could have this problem.
Right.
They'll be only counted like one. They'll be only counted like one in that case. Okay, so we have more Elu Be'elu, but we'll continue for now. So, where's an example of this? Do we have any examples of this where you learn out the same thing from 2 different psukim? So the Gemara is going to try 3. The Gemara is going to try 3, and only the third one is going to be successful. Number 1. Amar of Zvedikin Ditznan. Oh, get it to Kachim. Right, Sefer Vayikra. Mizbeach, the 9th parak in Zvachim. Mizbeach Makadish is a Raila. The halacha is, if something goes up on top of the Mizbeach, even if it's a Dover Puzzle, it doesn't go down. Mizbeach is Makadish, something that's Roy for it. What does Roy for it mean? It means it's Roy. We'll see what's included. This means, the most included. Right, look at the second line in Rashi, second wide line. Ubavachi he Dover Shenirik Farel Mizbeach. As long as it had one time in its life when it was kosher for the Mizbeach, and then a problem came, then the Mizbeach is Mekadesh. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kolaroi Le'ishim, is more limited. No, only something that is fit to be on the fire of the Mizbeach. Im Ololo Yered. If it goes up on the Mizbeach, then it doesn't go down. The Mizbeach has a certain power to be Mekadesh, what goes on top of it. Shenemar, Ha'ola Al-Mokta, because the Pasuk says, Ha'ola Al-Mokta on the fire. Ma Ola Shiruya Le'ishim, and also Lo'Teirid. Just like an Ola, right, a carbide, if it's fit for the fire, if it goes up, Lo'Teirid, it doesn't go down. Av Kolshu, right, Le'ishim, and Malo Lo'Yerid. That's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, 3rd opinion. Kala Raila Mizbeach, and Malo Lo'Yerid. A little more expansive. No, anything that's roi for the Mizbeach, not just for the fire, but for the Mizbeach. If it goes up on the Mizbeach, it doesn't come down. Shedemar ki ha'ola al-mokta al-Mizbeach. Ma'ola shiru'i l'gabe ha'Mizbeach. I'm also lo'teirid. Just like an ola goes up on the Mizbeach, it's fit to something to have been done to it on the Mizbeach, and therefore it does not go down. Av koshu d'roi l'Mizbeach, and lo'yeirid. So the Gemara says, aren't these all the same thing? So Bitravayu, my Kamarbu Psulin. They're all saying the same thing. They're all saying you include even puzzle items that went on top of the Mizbeach, achieve a certain level of Kedusha, in quotes, and they don't come down. And mar ma'isi la'mi'am mokta, or mar ma'isi la'mi'am mizbeach. So is this exactly what is being referred to? An example of the same halacha from two different places. So the Gemara says, no. V'haza miflag pligi. There's a machlokas there. Not the same halacha. They all hold something different. Diktani seifa. Ain't bein divrei Rabbi Gamliel, divrei Rabbi Yeshua, el adam v'anasachim. There's an afkamina between them. What about wine? What about blood that goes up on the mizbeach? That's pasul. That's a nafkamina. Because those don't go on the fire, but they do go on the mizbeach. We sprinkle blood on the mizbeach. We pour wine on the mizbeach, nesachim, but it doesn't go on the fire. Rabbi Gamliel, omar lo yed. According to Rabbi Gamliel, they'll say, he would say it does not go down, because it is royal of mizbeach. Rabbi Yeshua, omar yerdu. Rabbi Yeshua says it would go down. Right? So therefore, that's not a good example of one halacha, the same halacha being learned out from two different sukkim. So therefore, that is not a good example. There is, actually, it's here, so I gotta say it. There is just one dvar, what does it mean that im ala lo yered, the mizbeach magically makes something kosher? Oh, it's a kosher carb, what does that mean? So I'll just say it based on another halacha. The Mishnah there, right, the ninth parak of Zvachim starts out on Daf Pei Gimel. Daf Pei Dalid, the very next daf, the Mishnah continues, it says as follows. Kishem shim alu lo yerdu, kachim yerdu lo yalu. Amazing. If it goes up in the Mizbeach, it's automatically Kaddish, it can't go down. What if you took it down anyway? Then it doesn't go back up. So what kind of magic, ask the Sfasem is there. What kind of halacha is this? It's magic. If it goes up, it comes down. So says the Dvir HaKodesh. It's a beautiful sefer on Zvachim. When we get there next year, we will be spending a lot of time with the Dvir HaKodesh. So says the Dvir HaKodesh. It's about somebody who learned Zvachim for about 8 years. And I don't remember exactly what it's from Bnei Brak. So says the Dvir HaKodesh. L'chora hadidim yerdu lo yalu. Lo nilman mikra. You don't, this is not based on any pasuk. It's not based on a pasuk. If it goes down, then it doesn't go back up. V'alkein tehu svara ubiur be'etzem al yafusa. So how do you learn it misvara? So he says, the halachum alu yerdu, what does that mean? It means de be'odan alav na'asabo din haktara. It's not that there's certain kedusha given to this item that's on top of the mizbeach. But the halacha is that while something is on the mizbeach, it has a din haktara. You have a mitzvah to burn it. But it's nothing inherent in the item. Because you see, if it goes down, then you don't burn it. It's while something goes on the mizbeach has a magical power. You have a chayiv levar, chayiv lahaktir. Anything on the mizbeach. The imkain, kol sheyere lo shayach din zeh. Sharei eina birta mizbeach mekadeshu morid es apsul. It's not like the mizbeach took away the psul of this carbon. It's just that you have a chayiv to burn even the pasul things. But, avalaide aliyah lo chal shini be'etzem hadavar. And that's why if it goes down, you have no chiyuv to bring it back up. So that's the chiddush of the halacha of El Lo Yered. It's a din haktara. It does not change something inherently in the item, in the carbon itself. Okay, that's an important yesod in Hilchos Kachin. Okay, so we had one try for one reason, learned that from two different psukim, it didn't work. So let's try again. Number two. El Amar Republic of Titania. Reb Yossi Aglili Omer, Mitoch Shenemar, Kol Arogeh Mizbeach Yikdash. For the fact that I learned that anything that touches the Mizbeach, Kol Arogeh Mizbeach Yikdash, anything that touches the Mizbeach Yikdash, becomes holy, like we said, Lo Yered, Shomei Ani Bein Roy, Bein Shein Oroy. So I learned that applies to anything that's pasul, that's anything that's any fit or not fit. Tamalomar Kvasim. Ma Kvasim Ru. Yinav Kol Ra'ui. Just like sheep are fit for the mizbeach, so do anything that's fit. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ola, Ma Ola Ru'yav Kol Ra'ui. So again, isn't that the same halacha? V'travayu Maika Mamatu, Psule. Aren't both of these sheetahs excluding Psulim? And Mar Maisi Lami Kvasim and Mar Maisi Lami Ola. And they both learn it from two different sugim. Isn't that a good example? Says the Gemara, no. V'yomer of Adabar Ava, Ola So Psule Kibinayu. No, there's a halachic difference between them. It's not the same sheetah. What about a bird? Ola Sa'ov, as we discussed last night. In the Parsha Shir, an unbelievable thought from the Shemi Shmuel. Ma demaisi lo mikvasim, kvasim in abal ola sa'of lo. According to the one who says sheep are included, then only sheep, and all birds are excluded. O ma demaisi lo me'ola, afilo ola sa'of nami. And if you say it's learned that from the word ola, then even ola sa'of. So again, it's not a good example. So, third and final try. Ela amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, I got it. Again, what are we looking for? We're looking for an example of the same halacha, learned that from two different psukim. So if these rabbis were in the Bezdin together, Mati, if we're in the Bezdin together, so then they don't count as one shita. In a chinami. They don't count as one shita. Kidetanya. Dam yichashev la isha hu dam shafach. It says by Pigel. If somebody, this is not by Pigel. This is by, the same pasuk as by Pigel. This is by Shchutei Chutz. If somebody, shechs a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, or does some avoda outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's considered murder. Dami chashev l'ishahu, dam shafach, l'rabos es hazorek, to include if somebody is zorek, right? If somebody sprinkles blood outside the Beis HaMikdash, he pretends he has him his bach and he sprinkles the blood. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, zorek bachutz is also chayiv misa. Rabbi Akiva Omer, o zavach, l'rabos es hazorek. No, you learn that out from o zavach. So there, that's a good example. V'chavaya maikamar buzrika, mar maisi l'midam yechashev, o mar maisi l'me o zavach. Isn't that a good example? Same halacha, if including Zorek for his chutz. So Amar Rabbi Yavo, no, it's not a good example. Shachad v'zorek yigiminayu. Maybe there's an afgamina if he shechted and was Zorek. We know they're dalet avodos of an animal. Shechita kabbalah halacha zrika. You shech the animal, you catch the blood when you shechted, you walk the blood over to the mizbeach, and then you sprinkle it. Shechita kabbalah halacha zrika. The four avodos, dalet avodos of a behema in the Beis HaMikdash. So what if you did two of them? You do shechita and zrika outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's a nafkamina. L'div Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Yishmael, eino chayv al achas, you only chayv one, because the pasuk by shechita is the one that includes zrika. It's only one kares mesha by both of them. So you'd only be chayv one. L'div Rabbi Akiva, chayv shtayim. Rabbi Akiva would say you're chayv two. So there's a nafkamina, so again it's not the same halacha. Says the Gemara, no. Ha'id mer Allah, amar abaya. Rabbi Akiva nami in a chayv ala achas. No, Rabbi Akiva agrees you only chayv one. So there is no nafkamina. Delmar kra shom talo losecha v'shom taaseh arvinu rachmana lekulu asiyos. It repeated v'shom taaseh. All asiyos are included. All things that you do outside are considered one. So there's no nafkamina. Rabbi Akiva would agree you only chayv one if you do shechita and zrika. So since there's no nafkamina between these two opinions, so this is an example. This is an example where they both hold the same thing, that Zrika is included, Zrika's chutz is chayiv kares, and they'll learn that from two different sukkim.
But they disagree. The other one would learn something else from the other pasuk.
With the other one, yeah. I guess they will learn out something else from the other pasuk. Okay. Good. Dina mamad is done by yom. V'chulu simen mishpan ma'na mata. Minani mili. How do we know that dina mamad could be 24-7, 24-6? Actually, and not dine nefashis. Amr v'chi bar papa am damar krab v'shaftu es ha'am b'chaleis. They should judge the nation always. Always b'chaleis. Ihachi tchilas dinami. So even tchilas din should be able to be done whenever, even at night. Right? We said dine mamanit ha'sali start by day and finish at night. So kid the Rava, no. Kid the Rava Rami. Rava asked the following contradiction. K'siv v'shaftu es ha'am b'chaleis. You could judge the nation always. V'k'siv v'haya b'yom an'chilo as banav. And by Nachala, it says Biyom. Haketzad, Yom L'tchilas Din, Laila L'gemar Din. So Yom is Tchilas Din, and Laila is Gemar Din. That's how we answer the stira. Tosfos on top says, you can't say the opposite. How about, why don't you just split it up that Tchilas Din is at night, and Gemar Din is by Yom. V'if chalak alameimar, dimistama Tchilas Din Iker. Tchilas Din Iker. And related to this, if you look at what we mentioned at the beginning of the parak, but it's right here, Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyon Yashas, on this Tosfos, he quotes, somebody emailed me about this yesterday also, but we mentioned it in the first Amud, that this is why, part of the reason why by benching, by Shalosh Shudis, we go by Tchilas HaSeuda. Tchila, everything goes after the Tchila. So if you go after the Tchila, if you start on Shabbos, you say Ritzei. You start and you say Yal V'Yavo. According to some Shidas, there are Sfekas, that's why we say Rosh Chodesh on Sunday, you should be Makbet to start, make sure you have an Iker part of the Seuda earlier. But that's related to this. It's not totally. You might say it's a special din in the Suda, in the Tchila Suda, but that is at least part of it. Right? So with Zimun, the Mishnah said Brachas. If you were Koveya, right, Zimun for 3, for 10, then you can't separate because of Tchilas, the Tchilas Suda. Masitza de Logar Bimeir, the Mishnah against Rabbi Meir. The Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer. Matam al Omer. Al Piyam Yeka Rivichol Nega. According to their words, will be any Riv, any Nega. Right, when it comes to the Kohanim. V'chima'in riv emeitz on the Goyim. What is a riv? An argument. Mamanis have to do with the Goyim, with Saras. Ela, Makash, rivim le Goyim. We compare them. Ma Goyim by Yom. Just like Negat, Saras are only looked at by day. V'chsiv ube Yom hera osbo. Av rivim by Yom. So too, arguments are only by day. Even Gemar Din. That's why our mission is against Rami Meir. Uma Negoyim shalom besumin. And just like Negoyim, you say the other way. Just like Saras cannot be looked at by blind kahanim, tchsev l'chol mare eni akohen. Afrivim shelo besumin, so too did the mamanis One cannot have sumin. Umakish degam l'rivim, and we say the opposite as well. Ma rivim shalo bekrovim. So too, just like didi mamonis cannot be judged by relatives, after gam shalo bekrovim, so too, saras cannot be looked at by a kohen relative. Ima rivim bishlosha, after gam bishlosha. So why don't you say, go further. Just like didi mamonis these three, so too, saras these three. And we say, you only need one. Vidiron should even be a kavachomer. Mamono bishlosha, gufo l'kol shekein. If your money, you deal with three judges, so your body is even more important. You should say you need three kohanim. Toma lomar no v'huva el arona kohen o elachad mivadav kohanim. Meaning it's a pasuk. A pasuk beats out a kal v'chomer. Halamad tosh afilu kohen echad roeh es anagum. Even one kohen sees negayim. There is again tumas saras, something that hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about. Right, Maseches Negayim is not in the Daf Yomi, but the Rambam says in Ochos Tumas Saras. Interesting. Af al pi shakol ksheirim liros Negayim hatuma v'tara tuli b'kohen. Anybody can look at a nega, but tum and tara is all tali on the kohen. Ketzad kohen she'ini yadei liros. What if a kohen? You only have one kohen in town, and he has no idea about Ochos Negayim, but you have big time in the hachamim that know. So what happens? Hachacham roehu va'omer lo elmer tamei va'kohen omer tamei. Emar Tahar. Vakoin Omar Tahar. It's like a game. But you need the pet of the Kohen to say it, to declare it. Even though he doesn't know anything. Right? That's the pet, that's the din. So the Chacham can figure it out. The Afilu Haya HaKohen Katan. Oshote. HaChacham Omerlo. Vehu Machlit Omaskir Opoter. Wow. By Medvar Mamurim, then he adds, Shahya HaKohen Somech Al Devri HaChacham. Avalam Haya HaKohen Roe. Vesomech Al Atzmo. If the Kohen himself doesn't think, he knows that he doesn't think this is, that he can't lie. But if he doesn't really know, then he could trust the Kohen. Then trust the Chacham. Yeah. If he was blind, that's what we said here. He says, sumin are excluded. Sumin are excluded. Weiter.
Even if the
Talmud Chacham saw it. Maybe you need a Gavra. You need a Gavra. Roy. Hahu samya David b'shev uzid Rabbi Yochanan. There was a blind person in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yochanan. David don dina. He judged cases. V'lomar Rabbi Yochanan olmidi. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say anything. Heichi yamid achi. How do you do this? Rabbi Yochanan alakastam mishnah. But did Rabbi Yochanan say that alakas like a stam mishnah? V'tzana we learned the meseches nida. Kol hakasher ladun kasher lahod. Anybody who is kosher to judge is kosher to be an aid. V'yesha kasher lahod vein kasher ladun. But there are some that are kosher to be a witness and cannot judge. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan lasuye suma ba'achas meina. And who does that include? Who could testify but not cannot judge a suma with one of his eyes? So you see from there that a suma ba'achas me'enav is included. I'm sorry, the ein right is included to kasher lahoy, but he can't judge. So how, why didn't he say anything in his neighborhood where there was a suma that was judging? So Rabbi Yochanan stam achrita ashkach, because Rabbi Yochanan has a different stam mishnah that holds like him. Tidei mamonis is done by yom ha'gomer b'alayla, right? Tidei mamonis, it says you could finish it at night, and Rashi says suma is like night. So Suma's like night, so he holds like that Mishnah. So my Omei had the high stam, my high stam. But why does he pick our Mishnah stam and not the other one? So he bought Yisayim a stam of the Rabbim Adif. He'd rather pass it like the Chachamim over Rabbi Meir, like our Mishnah. V'ibay Yisayim a Mishim Tektani la Gabi Hilchot of the Dina. Because he'd rather paskin Dine Mominis from Sanhedrin than from Nida. And if Rabbi Yehuda Anasi put the stam Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that's the one that has more authority in Dine Mominis than the one that he puts in just Derech Agav in Meseches Nida. Period. For Rabbi Meir, Hai v'shatos amecholis by Darish Vei. Just finishing up. According to Rabbi Meir, who says you have to do it by day. Dina Mabit is only by day. What did he do with that pasuk? Amarav alasuy yom hamaunan, to include even a cloudy day. Ditznan, because the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to see negoyim. You're not allowed to see negoyim in early morning or late at night because it's not so clear. V'lo b'toch habayis v'lo b'yom hamaunan. Rabbi Shekeya niris aza. So because a cloudy day, the negoyim don't look exactly true as they are, because the weak ones appear strong, and not right under the sun. So that's where a mayor says, you might have thought, Dina Mamet is also excluded. Kamash Malan not. Rabbi Meir, hi, b'yoman chilos banav my avilei. What does he use that for? Haumi b'ilei. Look at the Tani Rabbi Bar Chanina, kamei d'Rab Yochanan. V'haya b'yoman chilos banav, b'yoma tamapol nachlos, v'iya tamapol nachlos, b'alayla. Only by day you deal with Dini Nachla, and not at night. Period. We'll stop here because the next couple of lines have important items. I don't want to rush through it. And we will stop here, Be'ez Hashem. We will continue tomorrow. Be'ez Hashem.